Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP. This is the Christina Liu Show, and we're going to go back to Christina. And Zach is late. Actually, Zach has his senior boat ride tonight.
I thought my brain goes senior.
Oh
citizen.
Yeah, we're talking seniors. Yeah, Zach is a different
that's
kind of senior. He's a senior here
goes.
At LIU.
Senior in college.
Right, yeah. A senior in college.
That's where my brain
senior
goes.
Boat ride.
Senior.
Yeah.
Senior boat ride.
Yeah. Well, it's graduation.
Oh.
Every year here they have a senior formal and a senior cruise, and this year we combined the senior formal and senior cruise
nice.
Into one. Event, but I'm not allowed to discuss what happens. So,
and we don't want to hear it either. Trust me.
And a lucky PI member gets to be his plus one.
Actually, I know a good plus one, but unfortunately, it's May 1st, and she's too old.
And she's married.
Yesterday would have been a good one.
Oh, very exciting.
More stuff in the town.
Yes. Well, you know, I want to get a lot of events in because next week we're not going to be here because there's
Oh, that's
graduation.
True, too. Run away.
So
go.
So I want to, you know, fill us all in. So there's going to be the ongoing class we're always promoting are the fall prevention classes at the Yes We Can Community Center, which are a great success. It actually starts today, and it's the 8th, the 15th, and the 29th from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. That's the beginner's class. And it teaches you just how to, you know, keep balance and to increase strength. And there's all different speakers that come. And it's and like I said, I know David's familiar with the Yes We Can Community Center. And it's yeah. It's definitely an amazing center that you have to see in person to really realize how great it truly is. And following that, if you completed the beginner's class, we have the advanced next steps class that begins at 11:30 to 12:30, and that starts today, the 8th, the 15th, and the 29th. So if you're interested, you know, call 311 or 869-6311 and register. And what I'm really excited to promote, which is just a wonderful partner we have, is St. Francis, and they provide these free health cardiac screenings. At all different locations. We've been partnered with them for years. But in addition to this, they're providing free breast screenings at the Yes We Can Community Center on Monday, May 4th. And that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so the van will be outside. You can go in the van and get your, you know, your blood pressure taken. You can get a simple test for cholesterol. They do diabetes screenings. They've actually had to refer a couple of people in the past to the emergency because
really?
They really
okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they just, you know, it's they had people know that oh, we'll go and, you know, have our screenings and didn't realize. So, and then they're going to have in a private room a clinical breast exam that will be provided. So I just think it's an amazing thing, you know.
Is this a pre-registration?
Nope, and that's the beauty
wow.
of it. You do not need to register. You just, you know, if you're in the area, you come by and they'll see you. And like I said, you know, it's we were laughing because we were talking in a meeting about breast screenings and at a certain age and you never know. But, you know, it's a lot of people, a lot of doctors are saying you shouldn't continue the breast screening.
Right, right.
You know, and no matter what age because you just don't know. So
my mother-in-law continued her screening and she's 85 and was diagnosed last year with breast cancer.
See, exactly. And that's how the topic began yeah. because another woman that we were talking with had the same thing.
Because there was a number they gave you at a certain point in time, and I'm not familiar. Like
right.
with estrogen, there's no reason to go anymore.
Right.
Guess what? Especially if you have it like
right,
this.
Right, that's what I said. It's not like, you know, you're able to do that. And, you know, if they, you know, it's not like a full mammography or something.
Right, on you.
But you're able to get a referral, you know. So this way, it's the initial steps. And it's
right.
just, you know, about, that's what I said. We're always trying to prevent.
Right,
prevent,
right.
prevent.
Yeah,
know?
And what's nice and about it, you don't have to call or make an appointment.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I think is great. And I think that's why it's a success.
Yes.
Because you're able to, you know, just if you're, you know, just in the area. You
right.
Really
spur
just
of the moment. Just say, let's just shoot. By.
To
right,
2
right,
PM.
Right.
So it's a big chunk, you know, so you can, it's a, you know, you can get there. So I definitely think everyone should go out.
And again, just I know Christina's running 311.
Yes, absolutely.
Just,
for any
you know,
questions.
You just caught something she's talking about. One is more important than the other, unfortunately, but you're going to have to go to 311
yeah.
and you'll get the information. Yes. Somebody there will direct you.
Yes. In addition, on Monday, May 4th, we're going to have one of our community education programs called Memory Changes and Aging. It's going to be presented by Luca Gilberto, who's the chief resident doctor at Zucker Hillside Hospital. They're going to give you all different updates on, you know, Alzheimer's and how to prevent it and how to treat as well. That's going to be at the Mineola Memorial Library at 195 Marcellus Road, and that's Monday, May 4th from 1 to 2 p.m. So that's definitely Those
that
are
sounds
very
like
popular.
A huge one, yeah.
Yeah, they're,
that's
and
tremendous.
They're very well attended, the memory changes one. Because like I said, who doesn't want to prevent?
Right, right, right.
You know, I mean, really, it's if you could just take these little steps, there's these little brain games. I've actually, you know, been able to attend some of these. And you walk away, like we always say, our golden nuggets.
Right, right.
You walk
right.
away with, you know, a bunch of golden nuggets.
I was in a conversation with somebody recently, and I'm reading a book currently with Deepak Chopra, and somebody who's the head of neurology at Harvard Medical Center or something like this. But bottom line, like you're saying, you have to, these memory games are so important mm-hmm. because people turn around and say, oh, I have Alzheimer's. And you almost you become accepting of it.
Right.
And you don't.
Right.
You keep taxing
right.
your brain.
You
it's tremendous.
Because you know, it's all about stimulation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You
right.
just have to keep
exercising
on, yeah.
your brain.
Right. Exactly.
That's what. So, you know, also what a bunch of our social workers and nurses have been taking these on the road, mind aerobics community education program.
Really?
So, well, yeah, and it's been great. She's went to a couple of different things. Her name's Stephanie Morahan. She's one of our Project Independent nurses, and she's actually going to be teaming up with Audrey, who's a Project Independent social worker.
Joan and I were at one yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Oh, really?
Oh, okay,
yeah.
great. Yeah. So, well, May 12th, they'll be providing another one. And, you know, there'll be different activities. Could you speak on what was offered?
Well, it was games that they, a variation of the Sudoku,
yes,
finding words. I sort of drove Audrey crazy a bit because I found another answer that wasn't in.
So
oh, okay,
you beat the Sudoku.
Well,
there
said,
you.
Hey,
yeah.
come on, it's logical. It's, you know.
There you go. You aced the course.
It was fun. You know, the one thing I wish we could promote this more. They aren't as well attended as they could be.
That's the shame of it.
Yeah, really. I think we had 4, including me and Joan, 7 people.
Yeah. Well. That's what we edit the word out.
That's the compliment to this town, though. We keep doing the programs.
Yes. Yeah.
7 people who benefit
right.
is better than nobody getting
right.
anything.
That's true.
And that's the way I look
mm-hmm.
at everything this town does. And these people
yeah.
are going around,
well
and 7
yeah.
will become 10, which will become 20,
right,
which will
absolutely.
Become 30. But
yeah.
that's the greatness of Project
yeah.
Independence.
Yeah, so that will be
yes.
on May 12th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Port Washington Senior Center.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's definitely. And then we have coming up also on Wednesday, May 13th, John can speak a little bit about this, we're having a Project Safe.
Right. We're having another Project Safe program at the Landmark on Main Street. That'll be the second one there. And again, this is what we talk about constantly, about scams, you know, financial scams, real estate. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit before about the real estate one. There's so many areas out there that people are coming in, you know, that is a shame. So
yes.
this one's in Port Washington. There are going to be different ones going around with the libraries. Charlie Berman's going to be there, the receiver of taxes. And Ann Margaret Carosa is going to be at this one. And Ann Margaret's been on this show
she's
as an elder law attorney.
She's actually yes. coming back on. She'll be back
she's
on.
She's tremendous. And, you know, all you got to do is just be aware. All we're trying to do to everybody
yeah,
is just
educate.
Give them.
And
you know,
I've had the pleasure of attending, you know, a couple of the Project Safes. And you really, really learn so much. Because, like I said, it's so hard to keep up. You know,
mm-hmm.
with every day, you know, and especially, you know, where there's a lot of benefits to technology, there's also a lot of scams that can
oh, absolutely.
Come with that,
yeah.
you know. So it's like this fine line. And it's
unfortunately,
just about
seniors,
educating.
I'm not going into Alzheimer's, but just they get a little slow. There's whatever it is, mile and caught, you know, there's just a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when people pounce to take advantage. And that's the shame of it. As opposed to
yes.
getting more respect and slowing down, they speed up to confuse you to get you involved in something you didn't want to be involved
yeah.
in.
And it's just, it's there's just so much out there, you know, and that's what I said. It just, but I literally walked away with a whole checklist of things
good,
that
good,
I do for
good.
Myself, you know. So it's, I recommend everyone goes to that because
it's important.
Yes. Right? Yeah. As I mentioned to Christina before, P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Nowadays, there's a crooked scheme born
right.
every minute.
Right, right, right. That's more the way
yeah.
of saying it. It's not, you know, because you hate to classify the people as suckers, but I know that's phrase. But yeah. No, this is wonderful, wonderful people that what it does
you know,
to them.
Because they're very good at scheming, you
yeah,
know, so
yeah.
it's very easy to believe
yeah.
what they're saying, you know. So it's that's what I said, like they're getting more. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you're right, they're performers.
Absolutely. But there's also going to be the second of this year, Sunday, May 17th. There'll be a live radio play presentation of All About Eve. They're amazing, the programs. I definitely think everyone should come to that. That's here at LIU Post at the Hillwood Recital Hall. It's going to be Sunday, May 17th at 3 p.m., and you get 20% off if you're a PI member.
John, did you ever see the movie? Speaking of movies.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. There you go. John will be renting it this weekend so he can get ready. But they're so, I absolutely love these performances, and like, they're so talented, the Port Washington Play Troupe. It's great. And
it's
they
an organization. They put their heart and soul into it. There's no question about it.
It's a fun day.
And it also then supports the radio.
Too. Absolutely.
So it's two things. You know, it's wonderful entertainment, and you're supporting, excuse me, the radio program.
And there's tons of little, you can make a whole day of it. There's little lunch things around here. You could just have enjoy the Sunday. So call 311 if you're interested in that, and we'll get you, we'll refer you to the right place.
Absolutely. 311. This was a kind of a catch up because next week we're not going to be here. Not a catch up. Christina really wanted to get all these dates out. All these dates are so important. But you can also call 311 and just say, is there a program for exercise someplace in the town? Is there a program for walking? Is there a, you know, because they'll look at the list.
Right.
You've
heard
something.
It's so funny that you said that because I've been increasingly so. We've been getting a lot of phone calls from people that just want the calendar of events.
Okay,
just
perfect.
To know what's going on. So it's I get at least like a handful a day. It's really, yeah. People just want to know what's being offered. And like I said, you know, in addition to Project Independence providing all these programs, the whole town is providing things. So
sure.
Perfect.
Getting the word.
Call 311. You have any questions whatsoever, call 311. We're going to wrap up the Christina Liu Show. And I want to thank Dan. Dan was in here before for all his help always. And Janine out there. Zach, we have here as the engineer today, which is, it's a pleasure. You know, he warms my heart when I see Zach. Yeah. and to David Linden, my co-host, and the host of Christina Liu Show, Christina, everybody have a great week. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.